Yeah, but then his shay are also very similar.
So let's first just read it through. Karen Lavi said Katokiflet. Hema Nechsi Anan Yurchi Lekashkesh. She took the part of Bishus Rabbim. My call me to have a Karen. If it's okay, it's possible to this part. We love Urchei. If it's not Urchei, it's Mishunah. The my call me Karen Kavanos of Lehazik. So who cares that it's not Kavanos of Lehazik? What's the more saying Karen Kavanos of Lehazik? This is not Kavanos of Lehazik. It's Mishunah, if it's not Urchei, then who cares that it's not Kavanos Lehazik? There ain't Kavanos Umabaka. We come up and came and do have Urchei, have a Karen. Anything that's Mishunah, that's not Urchei, is Karen, even if it's not Kavanos Lehazik. Doche Amin in Torah, for Yachal Chayev, came and do have Urchei. Like you see by Arisha Torah, Gemara says Arisha Torah is Karen. I forgot to have a Kavanos Lehazik. Not Kavanos Lehazik, he wants to eat the meat. Still, so you see that Karen does not need to be Kavanos Lehazik. So Monashach. If Kishkishub is Abbe Amosa is Mishunah, then it should be Karen. No different than Arisha Torah. If it's not Mishunah, then Rav Hanan's Rebbe will see Urchei. Yishleim ad o'ilam ari b'urchei nochi. O'ilam is not Mishunah, it's Urchei. Mikomokim kevin, the machmas isha katokat mekashkeshes, yesh lu damoisi le Karen, the havi ki Karen would. Since it's Yitzchak Tokva, and the Gemara thinks Yitzchak Tokva might be like Kavanos Lehazik, that's the title, that's the suffering Gemara, but maybe we should say Yitzchak Tokva is like Kavanos Lehazik. So it's a Kavanos Lehazik without Mishunah. Kavanos Lehazik without Mishunah, he says, is Karen Mood. That's the Rabbeinu Peres. So let's put this up step by step, because there's a big problem here in Rabbeinu Peres, and in the Chaykhim. Chaykhim of Shat is a major problem. Let's put up the steps of Rebbeinu Peretz, and then we'll see. Maybe for 6 steps. So Rebbeinu Peretz starts off, and he says that says that from Arisha Torah, it's muchach. What happens is muchach that Karen. Can you see? Karen does not need a bundle of hazard. Rock, just that it should be Mishunah. So that's step one. This is my Rishon Torah. You don't need Kavanah Lahazik. And now we're just taking Kavanah Lahazik at face value. I'm not going to plug in the ray from yesterday. We'll do that in a minute. So therefore, he asks the question. That's step one. Step two. Therefore, if Kishkisha is Mishunah, so then Vade will be Vade Karen. So what's the Gemara Shiloh? If Kishkish is, I'm just going through. If Kishkish is Mishunah, he says Monashah. If Kishkish is Mishunah, then Avad is Karen. Who cares? It's Kavan al-Hazik, not Kavan al-Hazik. But Mishunah is Karen. I can see from Arisha Torah. Therefore, he says, Al-Korchov, Kishkish ain't in Mishunah. Kishkish is not Mishunah. Then he has a question. So what's the Gemara Shaila? It's not Mishunah. Why in the world should it be Karen? Maimi Boile. So he answers. That Kishkush is talking not Mishunah. But Shema Yitzro Katokif, just say Yitzro. Yitzro equals Kavon of Hazik. And then it'll be like Karen.
Which means that Keren Mu'ud, what's the definition of Keren Mu'ud? Can't be Mishunah, because Keren Mu'ud is no longer Mishunah. That's part of the Chajmur saying of it. Kishkush is not Mishunah. So it can't be like Keren Tam, because Keren Tam is Mishunah, that you see from Rishon Torah. That's the definition of Keren Tam. Keren Tam. So therefore, Kishkush seems being that Kishkush is not Mishunah, it can't be like Keren Tam, but it becomes like Keren Mu'ud, because apparently Keren Mu'ud is also not Mishunah. Keren Mu'ud, after three times, is no longer Mishunah. So what makes it Keren? Or it sounds like what makes it Keren is Kavana L'Hazik. So Keren Tam is defined by Mishunah. I don't care if it's Kavana L'Hazik or not. Keren Mu'ud is already not Mishunah, so what makes Keren Mu'ud Kavana L'Hazik? So Kishkush of Amosa, which is not Mishunah, so it can't be like Keren Tam, but it might be like Kavana L'Hazik. That's the Gemara's Bayi. Yitzhak HaTokfa might be like Kavana L'Hazik. So therefore the Gemara Shailas, if Yitzhak HaTokfa is like Kavana L'Hazik, but it's not Mishunah, so then it'll come out the equivalent of Keren Mu'ud. So there's a, it seems that he holds that Keren Mu'ud equals Urche, which, well, I don't know, maybe Urche is the wrong word, but not Mishunah. The definition of Keren Mu'ud is that it's not Mishunah, but it's Kavana L'Hazik. Everybody see the board? Okay, so now I'll ask you a question. Based on all of this, what should be the halacha of Arisha Torah after three times? Is it Mishunah? Yeah, after three times, not Mishunah. That's what he says over here. Keren Mu'ud is not Mishunah. The definition of Keren Mu'ud, the definition of Keren Tam is that it's Mishunah. Kishkush is not Mishunah, so it's not like Keren Tam. But Kishkush might be like Keren Mu'ud, because for Keren Mu'ud, apparently, you don't have to be a Mishunah. Keren Mu'ud is not Mishunah, because after three times, it's not Mishunah. So Arisha Torah, is it Keren Tam? No, it's not Mishunah anymore. I mean, after three times. Arisha Torah, after three times, obviously, it's not Keren Tam, because it's after three times. But the way he's describing that, he's defining that, means it's not Mishunah. So what makes something into Keren Mu'ud? If it's not Mishunah anymore, what defines Keren Mu'ud? Kavana L'Hazik. Is Arisha Torah Kavana L'Hazik? No, that is at the beginning. That Arisha Torah, he says, it's not Kavana L'Hazik. So Arisha Torah, after three times, it's no longer Keren Tam, but it should not be Keren Mu'ud either. Maybe it should go to become Sheikh. Our Shemana says, we have Rashi by Memalah from the base, by Chazi Yeruka. The problem is, Mefurish in the Gemara, the Gesugi of Arisha Torah, the Gemara says, Mefurish, that Arisha Torah, if after three times when it becomes a Mu'ud, it's still Keren. It's the last line of the Sugya over there by Arisha Torah, which is over the base. A little bit complicated, couple of lines there in the Gemara, so we're not going to go through the Chesed of Sugya over there, but the Gemara over there says, Beferish, that it's thought that after the Ayayid, it's got to be called, got to be told to the Keren by the Messiah, that Arisha Torah, if after three times, is a told of Keren. Why should Arisha Torah be a told of Keren? Mishun, it's already not. And Kavona L'Hazik, he seems to, the Tosfos in Paris seems to be saying that the definition of Keren Mu'ud is that it's not Mishunah, but it's Kavana L'Hazik. Arisha Torah, if you have to three times, not Mishunah, but it's not Kavana L'Hazik either. Let it become Sheikh. So that's the problem. That's our question. Arisha Torah, Vayayid, why is that called Keren Mu'ud? So that's the problem in Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz seems to be saying, that there's a difference in the definition of Keren Tam and Keren Mu'ud. Karen Tom is defined by Mishunah. It does not need to be Kavon Allah Hasik. That he takes from the Gemara of Rabbi Shittar. And we saw other Gemara's now. We also, Kavod Achalim, I don't know why he chose Rabbi Shittar. But he sees in the Sugi of Rabbi Shittar, Rabbi Rishai brings from Tanagal Shai Shad Rishai. Same effect. He says, you see, the Karen Tom is not, does not have to be a Kavon Allah Hasik. It's defined by Mishunah. Karen Moon, on the other hand, says, is defined by Rabbi Kavanah Lahazik. It's not Mishun anymore, but it is defined as Kavanah Lahazik. So there's a different definition for Karen Dan and for Karen Mu'ud. And that's this Tosha Beit HaPeretz. That's what they see in this Tosha Beit HaPeretz. That's the Rei. The Rei Beit HaPeretz also is a different definition for Karen Dan and for Karen Mu'ud. Karen Dan is defined by Mishun. It doesn't need to be Kavanah Lahazik. Karen Mu'ud is not Mishun anymore, but it needs to be Kavanah Lahazik. That's therefore, that's what he plugs it into Agamar. He says, what's the case of Kishkish Ubam also? If it's Mu'ud, it's for sure Karen. If it's Mishunah, so it's Karen Tam. So it must be that it's not Mishunah. So what is it not Mishunah? But it's maybe Kavanah Lahazik. That's prepared to Gemara Sofik. Is it like Kavanah Lahazik? Gitzur Katokva, maybe it's like Kavanah Lahazik. So he says, well, something that's not Mishunah, but it is Kavanah Lahazik, it can't be Karen Tam, but Karen Mu'ud. That's the profile of Karen Mu'ud. So Perish Nerei to Perish, the Chara that Karen Tam and Karen Mu'ud have different definitions. So, one of the ways to understand that is this is the Rei, that there's a Rashi Nav Gimel who seems to say that Karen Tam and Karen Mu'ud are really different always. So, maybe if they're different, and there's a. Maybe that Rashi and Maimala from the Beis about Chazi Ruka also maybe it has some implications. Something can go from Karen Tam to being Chazi Ruka. The name is Caesar Yerik, and he wants to get it and keeps falling into a bar. Every time it's Caesar Yerik, it falls into a bar. So Rashi says the first 3 times in the Shunah, so it's Karen, but after 3 times it becomes a shame. There you also seem to see a similar idea, that Karen Tam is Mishunah. It's Mishunah to keep falling into a bar after 3 times, not Mishunah. So it becomes what do you want it to be? Karen Mu'ud, it's Akavanah Lahazik. It's doing it for Hanah. So you see such a thing in Rashi. Karen Tam is Mishunah, Karen Mu'ud is Akavanah Lahazik. Well, there except the Chari you see in this Rebbeinu Peretz. But I'm asking the Chesman, there's a problem, because he proves the whole thing. He starts by proving that Karen Tam does not need to be Kavanah Lahazik from Arisha Torah. So apparently also Arisha Torah is not Kavanah Lahazik. But the worst of the fair is that Arisha Torah can be Karen Tam, but after 3 times it becomes Karen Mu'ud. Fairish in the sugi. Well, if you're telling me that the definition of Karen Mu'ud is different than the definition of Karen Tam, Karen Tam is Mishunah, but Karen Mu'ud has to be Kavanah Lahazik, is defined by Kavanah Lahazik, is not Mishunah anymore. And Arisha Torah, you're telling me, is not Kavanah Lahazik. So I can understand how Arisha Torah could be a Karen Tam, but how does Arisha Torah ever become a Karen Mu'ud? Tell her out. So we could try maybe to use the Nechtigere, yesterday's terms of discourse, and maybe we could see, maybe that will get us somewhere. We could maybe do something. I don't think it's such a great fit, but maybe we could try something. We could say like this. Maybe Arisha Torah, he says, is not Kavanah Lahazik. But it might still be, so yesterday in the Rosh, that sort of in Tam Shita and that base, that it could still be what the Rebbeinu Tam calls Kavanah Be'Arish. So maybe what Tosafot Rebbeinu Peretz is saying is that from Arisha Torah, you see that you don't need Kavanah Lahazik. All you need is that Shavim Mishunah, that's what he says, but maybe he means that all you need is that it should be Mishunah, because Mishunah will show intentionality. Maybe he also has this, maybe Rebbeinu Peretz also has this concept, that you need to have intentionality to be Karen. He's just proving for Arisha Torah, you don't need literally Kavanah Lahazik. But Kavanah Be'Her, you still have to have. So let's try that. That's certainly what the Rosh, that was yesterday I wanted to work through, but that's how the Rosh learns. So let's say this is move on. Keep the numbers parallel. From Arisha Torah, see that you don't need Kavanah Lahazik. Rak
shunna, same as before, which equals kavod ha'rabbish. Use it in Tam's terms, or within E equals kavanos l'kak,
which I understand. Arisha Torah, it may not be kavod l'hazik because it's doing it for its supper, but it's something that is, but it does have it, but it's not its teva. If it's not its teva, then it must, but it's doing it. It's doing something to eat supper that's outside of the blind instinct of a lion, of a dog. You know, the blind instinct of a dog is to go after, I don't know, whatever dogs go after. But not an imu. So this is something which is kavod v'hergish. So maybe you're made of parents also. So then what's question number two? So what's he saying as far as our Gemara says? He's asking in Kishkush, in Kishkusha, is Mishunah, in Kishkushah, is Mishunah, Vadai, we'll have to say, have the Kavod of the Hegesh. And then it should be Karen. Have the Kavod of the Hegesh. And then it should be Karen. We're going to have to put that in. But we should talk, if you see, you don't need kavod lahazik. All you need is kavod lahergish. How do we know something is the kavod lahergish? Because it's mishunah. And Arisha Doras, that's its instinct, that's not mishunah. So that's not kavod lahergish. Just does that blindly. But Arisha Toraf, that's mishunah. Mishunah is kavod lahergish. So he'll then be saying, well, if kishkish about mosa, it's also Mishunah. If it's Mishunah, then about it's Karen, we're going to have to add, because it's the Kavanah, the Hergish. Now, right away, this is dubious.
Can we just say, though, that it's not in Karen, Lord, that it's not Mishunah?
No, we're talking Tak. But now we say, if Kishkisha Bamos is Mishunah.
But before that, in Arishatarach,
it's Karen. Well, the word Arishatarach is Karen, most of the Sugis is Karen Tamil. The word this is in the end, Basu Dagai, it becomes Karen Mulevis. But he's starting with Arisha Torah. He's starting with Arisha Torah of Karen Tam. So you see, from Arisha Torah, yeah, that's what we broke down because that's the problem at the end. But at the point, we'll start again. So Arisha Torah, you see, you don't need Kavanah Lahazik. All you need is Mishunah, because Mishunah gives me Kavanah Lahergesh. And then he's saying, well, if Kishkush is Mishunah, remember, we might keep parallel, look over there. If Kishkush is Mishunah, then it's Vadi Karen. Because Mishunah is Bekavona the Hergish. Now again, right away over here, there's a dubious point. Because it's very mechudish to say that Kishkish of Amasa, even if it's Mishunah, should be called with intentionality. What kind of intentionality? What does it intend to do? Maybe if it wants to be Mazik, so there's an intentionality to be Mazik. If it wants to eat something, so I understand its intentionality to eat something. So there's old kavanah of the hergish. It wants to trample on the near. It wants to stick its head in a bottle to see what's inside the bottle. So all those things I see kavanah of the hergish. Kishkish amos is kavanah of the hergish. The Rosh's master, the kishkish amos is not kavanah of the hergish. That was the Rosh, but lamatasike. If Yitzhak Katokfer doesn't count as an honorary kavanah lazim, so then the Rosh said, so the lamatasike. So Elamai must be tell. That's what we said. That was the Pshat of the Rosh. Kishkish of Amos, there is no intentionality. And the Rosh Taka learns, we're not talking about Mu'ud. The Rosh learns, we're talking about Karen Tamut. The first time, it's Taka Mishunah Tzas. It's Mishunah, but Lama Tasike, so it becomes, must be that it's doing it Machmas Tel. But okay, we can say it in a parent said, no, maybe Kishkish of Amos, so there could also be Kavod of Agash. Again, it doesn't sit so well, but maybe, let's see further. So then he says, step three, Al Kofof. The Kishkush is not Mishunah. So then he asks, what's the Marsh Island? Might be Boile. Okay, that's the same as before. I'm going to write this because you know what step three is. Step four. What's his answer? Eretz. Kishkush. It's not Mishunah. Avo. Shema. Shema Yitzra equals what? What of a hergesh? No, because kavon of a hergesh would be keren tam. And he's saying now that it's not mishumah, so it's not keren. His whole point is that it can't be keren tam. It can't be keren tam because it's not mishumah. Put it differently. If it's not mishumah, then it's not kavon of a hergesh. It's right there. If it's not mishumah, then that's the nature. It's not the kavon of a hergesh. It's not kavon of a hergesh. No, but we're saying no, but maybe Yitzhak Katokva is like kavon. That's the reverse of it. Maybe Yitzhak Katokva is like kavon. But Yitzhak Tokva is like which kavon? Kavon of a hergesh? Or kavon of a hergesh? Kavon of a hergesh is the definition of keren tam. Because we can go either way. Yitzhak Tokfer is Gemara means like Kavod LaHazik, is Gemara means Yitzhak Tokfer is like Kavod on the Hegesh. What it'll depend on is what's the definition of Keren Mu'ud? Because he's saying, therefore it's like Keren Mu'ud, right? That's what this is saying. But Havalei, like I said before, Havalei to Keren Mu'ud, which means that Keren Mu'ud equals Kavana, and then we know it's Kavana, we're supposed to be plugging in Kavana LaHazik or Kavana the Hegesh, plus Eina Mishuna. So this is sort of like, you can put it either one. Which is better for the Cheshvan? What he's saying is, it's not Mishuna, so it's not going to be Keren Tam, because Keren Tam has to be Mishuna. That's certainly part of the definition of Keren Tam, that it has to be Mishuna. Has Kashim or its own, it's Mishunah. Here it's not Mishunah, because if it was Mishunah, then nothing would go back. So here it's not Mishunah. But the Gemara thinks, even though it's not Mishunah, but maybe Yitzhak HaTokva becomes like Kavanah blank, and Kavanah blank, and Kavanah Behegesh or Kavanah Hazik, without being Mishunah, is the definition of Keren Mu'ud. Keren Mu'ud is not Mishunah, but it has Kavanah, either Kavanah Behegesh or Kavanah Lahazik. So which one is going to be better for the Jews? To say that Keren Mu'ud is defined by Kavana Lahazi, or that Keren Mu'ud is defined as Kavana the Hergesh. What? Why?
Because
Kavana Lahazi then Arish Tarif. See, we want to solve our problem of Arish Tarif. How does Arish Tarif ever become Keren Mu'ud? Versus the theory that Arish Tarif, after three times, becomes Keren Mu'ud. Arish Tarif is not Kavana Lahazi, but it might be Kavana the Hergesh. That's the point of this line of argument. So we'll have to say Kavanah the Hergesh. So Kavanah the Hergesh. And that will solve, our problem with Arisha Torah. Arisha Torah, Vayayet, is Karen, because not Mishunah, because that's the idea of being Mu'ud, said enough, it's not Mishunah anymore. Plus, this Kavana, the Hergish. No, Mishunah shows me that there's Kavana the Hergish. Here, it's not Mishunah. So you don't actually have real Kavana the Hergish. But the Gemara is a svar that Yitzhak Katokva is like Kavana the Hergish. A little hard to say, but Yitzhak Tokva, that's what I'm saying. Maybe since Machmas Yitzhak Katokva, so maybe Yitzhak Tokva is not like a regular instinct. Yitzhak Tokva is more like Kavana the Hergish. Hagan. That's also sort of hard to understand. I understand the Yitzhak is like Kavana Lahazik, because it's malicious, or it's you know, Yitzhara or something. To say that Yitzhak Tokva makes it like Kavana Behegesh is a substitute for intentionality, but let's say if the Chesed will work, then we'll worry about the Svara after. So maybe this would be a Mahalach to solve the problem in the Teisur Ben Peretz. And what Teisur Ben Peretz said, basically what we're saying is, I put it out step by step, we should be able to see the spreadsheet. But the point that what we're changing is that when the Tosafot said that Arisha Torah is not Kavana Lahazik, what he means is it's not Kavana Lahazik, but it's still Kavana Behergish. And therefore, at the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that Yitzhak HaTokfa is maybe like Kavana Lahazik, and therefore the Tosafot Peretz is explaining, and therefore it's a Karen Mu'ud, what it means is that it's like Kavana Behergish. And that is fine, because the Rishon Tarif has Kavana Behergish, even though it doesn't have Kavana Lahazik. The problem with this Mahalach is, first of all, the Svara, difficult in a few places. So this notion that if Kishkush is Mishunah, therefore it must have Kavana Behergish, I said before, that's not so poshut. The Rosh doesn't think so. But here also, to say that Yitzhak Katok is like Kavana Behergish, a little bit hard to understand. But the main thing that's difficult, these are the Svara objections, and you know, our Svaras could be wrong. But the main objection to this Mahalach, and the reason why I think it's really very forced, is because then when the Tosafot Ben Peretz at the beginning talked about Arisha Torah, you see, you don't have to have Kavana Lahazik, it's enough to be Mishunah. So there, Kavana Lahazik means what? Literally, Kavana Lahazik. It doesn't have Kavana Lahazik. It has Kavana Lahazik, but it's not Kavana Lahazik. So Tosafot Ben Peretz at the beginning is taking the words Kavana Lahazik to mean literally Kavana Lahazik. And not having Kavana Lahazik, just being Mishunah, means Kavana Lahazik. But in the Gemara, when the Gemara says Yitzhak Katokva, maybe Duma Keshemin came in the Yitzhak Katokva, Havalik Kavana Lahazik, the Gemara means Kavana Lahazik as Kavana Behergish. That's very dumb. That Rebbe Ben Peretz is using the word Kavana Lahazik in a different sense than the Gemara is using it. This whole Mahalach only works because we're saying that, because this, when the Gemara says Shema Yitzhak Katokva, what's the Lush of the Gemara? I don't have a Gemara, but what's the Lush of the Gemara? Came with the Yitzhak HaTokfa, have a look at Kavana Lahazik, have something like that. What? Oh, it doesn't say it. Maybe it doesn't say it. Maybe that's what it is.
Karen Lab Yitzhak HaTokva, Chalami Lo Yishna. That's okay.
I take it back. Maybe not so bad. The Gemara doesn't use the word Kavana Lahazik. And he also doesn't use the word Kavana Lahazik. It says, Shema Keshem with Yitzhak HaTokva, have a look at Karen. Maybe it means, have a look at Karen, that it's the Kavana of Behergish.
Somewhere.
It's a phrase that is not appropriate to the mic. Maybe here where it didn't matter.
Dilma Karen Kavanosu Lahazik.
Zaki's right. The Gemara Takas, the Gemara when it says that it's not like Karen, is that what Karen are we talking about? Karen Tam or Karen Mu'ud? But the Gemara says, is it Yelai Karen or not like Karen? Which Karen is it? Which Karen is in play over here? No. The Gemara is saying, is Kishkush like, Kishkush is not Mishnah, Kishkush is Zerugel. That's the inheritance of the Lord. Kishkush is Zerugel. It's certainly not like Karen Tom because it's not Mishnah. What it might be or might not be is Karen Mood. That's what the Gemara is, that the Bai is it like Karen Mood or not like Karen Mood? So the Gemara says, Shema Yitzhak Katokfa, maybe since it's Yitzhak Katokfa, it's Karen, or maybe no, Ho Kavanos Lahazik, Koyen Kavanos Lahazik. Karen doesn't need to be Kavana Lahazik. Kishkush is certainly not Karen. Karen needs to be Kavana Behergish. Arisha Torah for Nakavan Lahazik, it still becomes Karen's mood. It's still Karen mood.
But his intention was to eat, and he ate. That was the damage that he did.
Who?
And the
Hergish
was that he ate.
No, Arisha. We might have told Arisha Torah, we're talking about Kishkush Shabamasa.
Right,
we're saying Kishkush Shabamasa, maybe it's like Karen because it's Yitzhak Katokfa, or maybe it's not like Karen because Karen is Kavanosa Lahazik. When the Gemara says the word Kavanosa Lahazik, and the Gemara is saying maybe you need to have Kavanosa Lahazik to be Karen. And here it's not Kavanosa Lahazik. So when the Gemara uses the word Kavanah Lahazik, it doesn't mean that Karen has to be necessarily Kavanah Lahazik. Karen does not have to be Kavanah Lahazik. Karen just has to be Kavanah Behergish. Kavanah Lahazik is a particular form of Kavanah Behergish, but the definition of Karen is not Kavanah Lahazik, Kavanah Behergish. So we can say, fine, the Gemara uses Kavanah Lahazik to mean Kavanah Behergish, which is fine, and the Rosh is for sure that way. And the Rebbe Tamalai, we already saw yesterday that there's certainly Rishonim learned. Kavanah Lahazik doesn't mean literally, we don't stress the word Lahazik. Kavanah Lahazik, the main word is Kavanah. In the particular case, it's Kavanah Lahazik. But really, the main word is Kavanah. Is Kavanah. Kavanah Behergish is also like Kavanah Lahazik. That's fine. The problem is that that's not how Rebbeinu Peretz used it at the beginning. At the beginning of Rebbeinu Peretz. Rebbeinu Peretz, when he started off with great fans for telling me that Karen does not need to be Kavanah Lahazik. You see, from Arisha Torah, if Karen doesn't need to be Kavanah Lahazik, he's using the word Kavanah Lahazik in contrast to Kavanah Behergish. We're going to go with this model. That's not the way the Gemara uses it. The Gemara uses the word Kavanah Lahazik to mean Kavanah Behergish. So that's Taka Beri Dofuk in the Rebbeinu of Paris. Besides the Dofuk in Svaris, I think that Dofuk in the lesson of Rebbeinu of Paris as well. So this Mahalach was good yesterday in the Rosh, but in Rebbeinu of Paris, I don't think it works. Which is fine, the Rosh and the Rebbeinu of Paris are disagreeing with each other. So I don't think this is the Mahalach. Then we're back to, so we need another mahalach. I want to say a different mahalach. Simpler mahalach. Again, I think the easiest way is just to go through step by step. We'll leave this on the board. Can you see over here? So we go step one. I can't see it anymore. Arisha Torah, the voice is Arisha Torah. Mukhoch, that you don't need Kavana. You don't need Kavana Lahadik. This Mahalach, I'm going to assume that Rebbeinu Peretz does not have the notion of Kavana Lahadik. Not in his lexicon. There's Kavana Lahazik, and then there's not Kavana Lahadik. This is Kavanah Behergish and so on. That's not his, not where he's coming from. Well, let's just forget all about the Kavanah Behergish. So Arisha Torah does not eat, which is his lesson. That's what Arisha Torah, that's what he said. You see, for Arisha Torah, you don't need Kavanah Lahazik. And the Talmud say, no, you do need Kavanah. And not Lahazik, Kavanah Behergish. You need Kavanah to eat. You need some kind of Kavanah, some kind of intentionality. Kavanah Lahazik is just a form of intentionality. I've been in Paris, Kipshut, but he's not going to say that. He looks at Arisha Torah, so what happened to Kavanah? Have all these Gemara's Kavanah Lahazik? You see, by Arisha Torah, you don't need Kavanah Lahazik. Arisha Torah doesn't need Arisha, it doesn't need Kavanah Lahazik. And therefore, that's a proof that all you need to be is that it should be Mishunah. Mishunah means Chutz Miteva Behemis. So we should we also tell you we should have been over here. But it's gonna putting it down now. So therefore the question is step number two. If Kishkush is Mishunah, so therefore Vadai have a chutzvatela. What's me tell, I think. Anyway,
and it's close to the tab, and it should be Karen. So that's Rabbeinu Karen, that's Rabbeinu Karen's question. If Kishkush is Mishuna, then it's outside of the Teva of a normal Behema. That's what Mishuna means, outside of the Teva, not the normal, these things of a regular Behema. And it should be Karen. So therefore he says, Kishkush is not Mishuna. That stays the same. So what's the name of Teva Peretz? It's Peretz. Kishkush is not Mishuna. So Kishkush is not Mishun. Does it all the time. So what's the bio? So the Gemara says the bio is maybe Yitzchak Katokfa. It's like Kavana Lahasik. The Rebbeinu Peretz says the son of the silence, maybe Yitzchak Katokfa is like Karen Wood. I said it's study at Suffolk. Or Shema Yitzhakfa equals what's the definition of Karen Wood? It's not Mishuna. I mean, the parents said clearly it's not Mishuna anymore. Karen Tam is Mishuna. It's Kishkush not Mishuna, that's why it's not like Karen Tam, but it is like Karen Mood. So apparently Karen Mood is not Mishuna anymore. That's implicit in the Rebbeinu Peretz. Because that's his whole discussion. So what is Kishkush? Kishkush is Mishuna, so obviously it's like Karen Tam. Must be it's not Mishuna. If it's not Mishuna, so then it's not like Karen Tam. And the answer is yes, it's not Mishuna, and it's indeed not like Karen Tam, but it is maybe like Karen Mood. You see that he's assuming Karen Mood is not Mishuna. He did it three times, we can't call it Mishuna anymore. I might have thought maybe Karen Mood is Mishuna, but then owner knows his behavior does Mishuna is a good thing. But in his language, he's not saying that. He's saying Kishkush is not Mishuna. Right? In other words, if not for this Rebbeinu Peretz, I could have imagined maybe Karen Mood is really Mishuna. If I have a Mishuna to Kabeimah that keeps doing mice and Mishuna. But then Kishkush would not even be like Karen Mood, because Kishkush is not Mishuna at all. The Behemoth does it normally. So it's not Mishuna from the get-go. So the same way it's not like Karen Tam, because Karen Tam is Mishuna, this is not. So why is it like Karen Mood? Obviously, he thinks that Karen Mood is not, that Karen Mood is no longer Mishuna. Well, if Karen Mood is no longer Mishuna, then what makes it Karen? So Pastor's Kavana, when he says Kavana Lahazik. Yeah, but then we get in problems with the Rishon Torah. That's a whole problem. If you're making the definition of Karen Mood Kavanah Lahazik, so then we have it. So what's going to be at the end of the, you know, what are we going to do in the end with the Rishon Torah? So I want to put it differently. The definition of Karen Tam is Mishuna, so it's chutz from the Teva of the Hebel. Karen Mood, it's already not Mishuna anymore. So it's no longer chutz from the Teva of the Behemoth. But it's chutz from the Teva of regular Behemoth. It's chutz from the teva. It's no longer. We can no longer say it's something that's. We can no longer say it's doing something that's chutz from the teva of this behemoth. But it's still not like the teva of regular behemoths. And therefore, lezenu karen karen mood is no longer mishuna. But it's not. But it's still outside of the teva of behemoths in general. Bayi the Gemara is kishkush. It's not Mishuna. Meaning, Behem does it regularly. So it's not Mishuna. But, the Gemara says, but maybe since Yitzchak Katokfa, so how do we get Kavanah Lahazik? Which explains to me, since it's Yitzchak Katokfa, maybe it's, what's the Rebbeinu Peretz says means, since it's Yitzchak Katokfa, maybe it's like Karen Wood. People say like this, what does it mean it's like Karen Wood? It means that even though it's not Mishuna, so you can't say it's not Teva of the Behemoth, but it's not part of the Behemoth's regular Teva. meaning, you know, 300 days a year, that's not what the Behemoth does. The Behemoth has this Kifas Hayetzim. It's running, so it has this Kifas Hayetzim. So that's already, you can't say it's Mishunah, it's not like the Keren Tam, where it's Mishunah, Chas Mishimur, and so on. But it's not already, you know, this Behemoth does this all the time. But, I mean, does it regularly. But it's still Chutz. And not only this behemoth, I mean behemoths in general. It's not only this behemoth all of a sudden is weird thing. No, all the behemoths are, it's not Mishunah in general. But it's still Yitzhak Katokfa. What does it mean it's Yitzhak Katokfa? It means if the behemoth is every day, it wouldn't be called Yitzhak Katokfa. A Nochesh is regular, Tayshis also. It bites every day with Kabbalah. No, it's not what behemoths do all the time. This is not, it's not Mishunah, meaning this behemoth is all different than the other behemoth. But it's still Yitzhak Katokfa. It only does it, this man with Kifas Hayetzim. Doesn't do it all the time. So that thing one thinks maybe Yitzhak Katokfa is like Keren Mu'ud, meaning it's Beteva, it's not Kavanah Lahazik, it's Beteva, but it's not the normal Teva of Behemoth. It's only the Behemoth, it's only the Teva of Behemoth at certain special times when it's Yitzhak Katokfa. So maybe that's like Keren Mu'ud. It's not in Shunah, Behemoth's already done it many times, but it's Chutz from the general Teva of Behemoth. So maybe here as well. Person. Nope, maybe not. Maybe high kavanah lahazik. Yeah, there it's kavanah lahazik. There it's kavanah lahazik. Kavanah lahazik means it's not part of the teva of any. It's not part of even the teva of this behemoth. It's altogether chutz l'teva. Kavanah lahazik. It's only for totally different reasons. Kavanah lahazik. It's altogether not his thing. And over here, it's not. It's yes, it's your katokfa, but it's not. But it's not kavanah lahazik. That's what I wants to know. Knows. After three times, it's no longer Mishunah. After three times, you can no longer say it's not the Teva of the Behemoth to do it. This Behemoth already acquired the Teva to be the Negev. But we could say, what is Keren Mu'ud? Even though it's become the Teva of this Behemoth, but still at all, it's Kavanah Lahazik, which means that it's something special. Not the normal instinct of the Behemoth. This Behemoth gets into a Kavanah Lahazik. So it's chutz from the regular Teva. One thinks, well, maybe it's a Katokfa, it's sort of like Kavanah Lahazik. It's outside of the regular Teva. And maybe, look, maybe only Kavanah Lahazik is called outside of the regular Teva. But Yitzhak Katokfa, maybe that is part of the regular Teva. It only happens seasonally. But it's still part of the regular Teva. It's not so much Chutz the Teva like Kavanah Lahazik. And that's the Baya of the Gemara. Is Yitzhak Katokfa Chutz the Teva? Chutz the Teva Kola Behemus. That equals carrying wood. Or maybe no. Maybe it's included in the Teva of Kol HaBehemus. Because all Behemus do this from time to time when they eat Yitzhak HaTokfa. So now, clapping the question of Arisha Torah, why after three times does it become a Keren Mu'ud? After all, it's not Kavanah Lahazik. The answer is, that the definition of Keren is not Kavanah Lahazik. Like the Rebbeinu Peretz said at the beginning, the definition of Keren is not Kavanah Lahazik. And that's true for Keren Mu'ud also. Keren Mu'ud does not have a different definition of Keren Tam. That's what I want to remember here from you. Keren Mu'ud does not have a different definition of Keren Tam. The definition of Keren is Mishunah. Mishunah means Chutz L'Teva. The difference between Keren Tam and Keren Mu'ud, yeah, it's not that they have totally different definitions, and Keren Mu'ud is it became Teva, but it has a different idea altogether of Kavanah Lahazik. No, it's one world. There's no two worlds of Keren. It's not two different others. And the definition of Keren is Mishunah, which means Chutz L'Teva. The definition of Keren Mu'ud, Keren Tam is Chutz L'Teva, it's even the Chutz from this Behemoth's Teva. It's Mishunah altogether. After three times, it's no longer Chutz from the Teva of this Behemoth, but it's still Mishunah from the Teva of Behemoth's in general. And
That's exactly the Rebbe Shatara. The Rebbe Shatara, the first line was even outside of the Teva of this line. After three times, it's no longer outside of the Teva of this line, but still outside the Teva of lines in general. That's the definition of Keren Mu'ud. That it's not any longer chutz l'teva from this behemoth, but it's still chutz l'teva of the regular instinct, the regular leonine instinct. What the Gemara says, when the Gemara talks about Kavanah l'hazik, and is Yitzhak HaTokva like Kavanah l'hazik, or is Yitzhak HaTokva not like Kavanah l'hazik, and we're talking about Keren Mu'ud, it's like Keren Mu'ud or not, but Keren Mu'ud is, yes, because maybe it's like Kavanah l'hazik or not Kavanah l'hazik. What the Gemara doesn't mean that the definition of Keren Mu'ud is Kavanah l'hazik. What the Gemara means is that Keren, what the Gemara means is like this. This is a behemoth that the Gemara does, that the behemoth does, Kishkish Bamos is a behemoth that, that all behemoths do regularly, you know, seasonally. It's not, the way is not Mishum at all. But it's like Kavanah l'hazik, in that it's Hartzus HaYetzer. It's a special effect. It's not what the behemoth normally behaves. Not 365 days a year. It only does it when it has this special hormonal imbalance. So therefore, although it's certainly not Shunah like Keren Tam, I can't say it's not, it's totally Chutz L'Teva, but it's Chutz from the regular Teva. And maybe that's like Kavanah l'Hazik. Kavanah l'Hazik per se you don't need, but Kavanah l'Hazik means, because the Gemara does have a lesson of Kavanah l'hazik in many places. Kavanah l'hazik means something that the behemoth does not outside of its, something that the behemoth does outside of its teva. The definition of Keren is not Kavanah l'hazik. Like Becker Ben Peretz said at the very, very beginning. The definition of Keren is Mishum, Chutz L'Teva. Kavanah l'hazik, though, is still one way to be Chutz L'Teva. One of the ways, this word does use the language of Kavanah l'hazik. So that's not definitive, it's not dispositive, that's not the only way to define Keren. Keren is Mishum, because Arish Karab is also Mishum. The word talks about Kavanah l'hazik, because Kavanah l'hazik is one example of a way in which a behemoth does things that are Mishunah. Behemoths don't normally do Mishunah dicker things, but sometimes they do Mishunah dicker things. Kavanah l'hazik is a case where the behemoth gets angry and does something which is chutz l'teva. There's other ways that the behemoth could do something chutz l'teva, like Harish Tarf. Doesn't have to be Kavanah l'hazik. But Kavanah l'hazik is a particular example, a particular way in which a behemoth does something chutz l'teva, because getting angry is chutz l'teva. Bear with me a second. Harish Tarf is Mishunah Stamazim. That's not the way Aries normally behave. You know, kind of Shayish Droshu is Mishunah Stamazay. That's all you really need to be caring, is to be Mishunah, to be Chutz L'Teva. But one way to be Chutz L'Teva is to be Kavanah, is to have a Kavanah L'Hazik. Right? If Behemah gets angry, and it's Menageach another Behemah, why is that called Chutz L'Teva? Because it's something the Behemah did out of Kavanah L'Hazik. That's what makes it Chutz L'Teva. That's what makes it not normal. Because normal, placid behemoths don't do that. When the behemoth is placid, it doesn't do it. It only does it when it gets angry. So something behind behemoth only does when it gets angry. If it gets angry, is called something which is done outside of its teva. It's not the only way that a behemoth can do something that's outside of its teva. You know, again, the kind of illustration of Roshay is also outside of its teva. So why did it do it? I don't know, Kasha the Mice, why did it do it? But it did it, and it's Mishunah. It's a strange behemoth that does strange things, so fine. That's Mishunah. Kavanah l'hazik is just an example of things that are Mishunah. But it is a particular kind of being Mishunah. It's the being Mishunah of getting angry and doing something. And why do I even think that it's Mishunah? I mean, behemoths are Menageach. Maybe it's normal for behemoths to be Menageach. No, because behemoths are only Menageach when they're angry. The fact that they're only Menageach when they're angry tells me that they're not Menageach when they're not angry. That's why I think of being Menageach as a Maaseh Mishunah. because it's something the behemoth only does when it's angry. And I don't want to say this too many times because it's always counterproductive. But the point is, one way to be chusoteva is to be kavod lehasid. Well, kishkush ba'amosa is actually something which the behemoth does regularly. So why do I look at it? That's what the Rebbeinu Peres is saying. It's not mishulim. So why do I look at this being at all chutzlateva? But you tell me it is chutzlateva on the level of Karen Wood. But it's chutzlateva kol ha-behemus. Why do you even look at it? What do you mean? That's spirits and the bees. That's why is that mishunah? The answer is because it's like a behemoth getting angry. The behemoth getting angry is something it only does when it has this special, you know, it has a particular hormonal imbalance that it got angry. Particular, what's the word? Whatever.
Drive.
What?
Drive.
Yeah. Something happened. The behemoth got angry, so it doesn't. So that's called chutz l'teva. What the behemoth does when it goes into anger mode, that's called chutz l'teva. So the Gemara is sad. That's the stuff that the Gemara is. Here we have a behemoth that's in a way natural, but the behemoth only does it when it goes into particular drive, overdrive. So maybe that's like kavanah l'hazik. And being that it's like kavanah l'hazik, we'll call it chutzlateva. The same way kavanah l'hazik is chutzlateva. Maybe no. Kavanah l'hazik is called the chutzlateva. But maybe it's not called chutzlateva. Maybe kavanah l'hazik is a chutzlateva because the behemoth goes whole life and never get angry. This is already not something. This is very cyclical. So maybe it's not like kavanah l'hazik. Anyway, the suffix Gemara is. The Gemara ties its suffix to kavanah l'hazik not because kavanah l'hazik defines keren. That Rabbeinu Peretz already proved from every shatara that kavanah l'hazik is defined, that keren is defined by mishunah, by being chutz l'teva, having the level of keren tam and the level of keren muad, but it's defined by being mishunah. Here, this particular behavior is not on its face mishunah. That's why it's not like keren tam. It's not a behavior that behemoths don't do. It's a behavior that behemoths do. Other behemoths also do, so we can't call it mishunah. It's not a contestant to be keren tam. But it might be like keren muad. What is the salient feature of keren muad? Keren muad is something that we can't say that it's totally mishunah. It's totally chutz l'teva, because the behemoth's already done it a few times, so we see that it isn't acquired. But it's not the normal teva. It's an abnormal teva. This behemoth has acquired a teva that's not the normal teva, and that's called keren muad. Keren tam is altogether mishunah chutz l'teva. Keren muad is already an acquired, is something which it's a teva, but it's not the normal teva. This behemoth is teva, but it's not the normal teva. Because the normal teva of the behemoth is not to get angry and gore other behemoths. This behemoth now has gotten the teva of being a ragas, and it goes and it gores other behemoths. So it's not the normal teva, but it's this behemoth's teva. So the Gemara is making an analogy. That maybe kishkush ba'amosa also, you can't say it's totally abnormal. Behemoth, you know, it's not totally abnormal. Behemoth has this you know, sometimes it has this season, but it's not. But maybe it's totally a teva, but it's not the typical teva. It's only something that behemoth does at this moment of yitzhak tofah. So that's the more shiloh, something which behemoth does, which is not totally chutz the teva, but it's not the typical teva. It's a teva only of Yitzhak Tokfa, so maybe that's on the level of Keren Muad, where since it's Kabbalah Lahazik, so that means it's not the normal placid behavior of a behemoth. It's a Hispartzus Hayetzer kind of behavior. Since it's Keren Muad, it's not totally unexpected, so it's not totally chus to teva. But it's not the normal teva. It's a teva. It's a special teva. This part is a yetzer that this behemoth has, that this behemoth has, and most behemoths don't necessarily have. So maybe here as well, says the Gemara. Maybe here, since it's not the normal behavior of the behemoth, it's only a specialist part of a yetzer, which is not totally unexpected, but still it's a specialist part of a yetzer. So maybe that should be like kavanah l'hazik of a keren muad, which I look at as being something which is somewhat chutz to teva. Maybe, or maybe not. Maybe kavanah l'hazik is more chutz l'teva than this kind of yitzhak tokfa. Kavanah l'hazik, many behemoths never have. So they never gore. Hopefully most behemoths never gore. So that's more chutz l'teva This Yitzhak Tokfa is more the Darachal Art. So maybe this is already not so much called Chutz L'Teva. Atzad HaShavishvem, you don't need Kavod L'Hazik per se. You need Chutz L'Teva. The Gemara is only saying that this might be an example of Chutz L'Teva, the way a Karen Mu'ud's Kavod L'Hazik is still called Chutz L'Teva, even though the Behem has acquired that habit. But at the end of the day, it's still a kavana lahazik. It's a hispartzus hayetzer, which makes it still an all. Even though the behemoth does it so many times, it makes it still chutz l'teva. So maybe here it's also, since it's only a periodic hispartzus hayetzer, maybe this is called chutz l'teva. But maybe not. But we retain the idea that the definition of karen is not kavana lahazik. The definition of karen is mishunim. And again, a kavana lahazik is one way to be mishunim. Arisha Tarif has a different way to be Mishunah. It's not Mishunah in Spar to say in Kavanah Lahazik at all. It's Mishunah as Tamaze that it has a strange way of eating. That's strange table manners. Okay, fine. It's a different kind of Mishunah. So, we never claim that Kavanah Lahazik is the only way to be Mishunah. Arisha Tarif, the definition of Karen is to be Chutz L'Teva. Arisha Tarif is Chutz L'Teva. After three times, it's still Chutz L'Teva. Now it's its Teva, but it's still Chutz from the regular Teva. Ka'omer, like I said before.
Okay, yeah.
When an animal gets angry and then gars, so we're saying that that's not so chutz miteva, but so it's less chutz mi, it's more chutz, whichever way it is, I don't know.
Well, kavan l'hazik is more chutz miteva than
I was like, right, so that's more chutz miteva, but it's still not karen mu. The first time a shore gars, it's karen tam. So if this is really the cheshbon that, oh, when it's angry, it's chutz, it's right, chutz, not chutz
miteva. The first time it gars, that's totally chutz miteva, because it's even chutz from this behemoth step.
It's angry.
But it's the first time he got so angry. This behemoth never got so angry before that it wasn't the better. So it's the first time, it's a Karen Tam. So that's chutzri even from this behemoth's time. After three times, I can no longer say, and that you don't have a Kishka Shabbat Moshe. Because you can't say a Kishka Shabbat Moshe, it's totally unexpected, totally chutz from any Teva at all. That Rabbi Peretz said, no, it can't be, because then there would be no Baya. Then it would be like Arisha Tarif. If Arisha Tarif is Mishunah, because if Arisha Tarif the first time is called Mishunah, even though it's not Kavanah Lahazik, but it's Mishunah. So this is also Mishunah. If the behemoth never does it, if behemoths don't do this usually, then there will be in a behemoth that's Mishunah. So that must be not true. It must be that something the behemoths do. So it's not Mishunah in that sense. So, but in what sense is it Mishunah? So without what everything I said today, so we say, well, it's not Mishunah at all, but it's Kavanah Lahazik, and carrying wood is Kavanah Lahazik. Yeah, but then we break it down by Arisha Tarif. There is not Kavanah Lahazik, and it can still be a mood. So you see, Karen Mu'ud does not have to be Kavan al-Hasik. It's still called, the definition of Karen Mu'ud is still Mishunah. So what did you gain? Here you're saying it's not Mishunah. Like, that was the whole problem. The whole Levin Peretz has sliced himself in the beginning. That's the problem of Levin Peretz. I'm saying no. The Levin Peretz never meant to say there's a difference in definition between Karen Tam and Karen Mu'ud. Karen Tam means Mishunah, Karen Mu'ud means Mishunah. There's different degrees of Mishunah. Karen Tam is a Mishunah that's chutz from any Teva at all. Now you don't have a Kishka Shabbat Moshe. Kishka Shabbat Moshe is not outside of any Teva at all. It's something behemoths do. But what it is a Hispartzus Hayetzer. And since it's a Hispartzus Hayetzer, which comes periodically, and since it's a Hispartzus Hayetzer, so says the Gemara, maybe that should be like the Mishunah of Karen Mu'ud. That's what the bottom line. The Gemara's topic is, maybe his Yitzhak Katokva is like the level of Mishunah that you have by Kere and Mu'ud. But maybe not, because there it's Kavan al-Hazik and here it's not Kavan al-Hazik. Which means that here you have, that it's something that's not chutz from any Teva at all, but it's chutz from the regular Teva. Because the regular Teva Behema is not to do this. The regular Teva of Behema, ordinarily, most of the time, is not to be Kishka Shabbat Moshe. And the regular Teva of Behemoth in general is not to be Negev. So here we have something that's not totally chutz from any Teva, because it's Mu'ud, this behemoth obviously does it, or Kishka Shabbat Moshe, behemoths in general do it sometimes, so it's not chutz from any Teva, but it's chutz from the regular Teva. Maybe there's better words to use, but we'll use these words. It's chutz from the typical Teva. It's outside of the standard Teva. So maybe that's like Karen Mu'ud. Karen Mu'ud became a Teva for this behemoth, but it's not the standard model Teva. So Kishka Shabbat Moshe, behemoths do it once in a while, but it's not the standard model for a behemoth to do. It's not what it does most of the time. So maybe that's called, like, maybe that's like Karen Mu'ud. But maybe no. Karen Mu'ud, since it's Kavanah Lahazik, so Kavanah Lahazik is more outside of the standard Teva of any behemoth. This know, something which all which is a seasonal thing. Maybe that's more tevedic than kavanah lahazik, which is altogether a special I still don't have the word. Yeah.
If kavanah lahazik is outside every angle, what about not brushing?
No, that's different. All nechashim are kavanah lahazik. That's how they're born. Yeah, that's how I'm not talking. Okay. Fine. So, Mr. Shemi, I want to go on to the next one.
We're saying that kishkish is a vaday non mishumen. Then how do we have a tzad to compare it to keren muad when we're defining keren muad as also as keren being mishumen?
Because what they have in common is